Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges, and today's Wednesday, so it's the day we take a topic we've been looking at, in this case, the difference between knowing God and knowing about God, and we see how the Bible's words about that can challenge and change us. We saw yesterday one misconception about Christian faith that Jesus was dealing with, and that was that Christian faith was just about saying certain words, like knowing the password to get through this gate, whether you knew the people on the other side or not. The other misconception that we're going to explore today has to do with Christian faith only being about doing the right things, that that's all there is. Maybe you've heard people talk about Christian faith this way before. There's a lot of talk right now about St. Francis of Assisi, because the new Roman Catholic Pope has named himself after St. Francis. A lot of people think they're quoting St. Francis when they say something along the lines of, "Preach the gospel regularly, but only use words if necessary." Now, unfortunately, it's a misquote. It's now believed that St. Francis never actually said those words. And I don't think he would have. St. Francis himself was somebody who spent a lot of time preaching, telling people about Jesus, telling people about his faith. And he also did good deeds for others and served them and helped them. There was a balance there. And what's wrong is when people get that imbalance wrong. They say it's all about words or it's all about actions. Years ago, I was leading a small church, and we had a list of people who called themselves members of the church. And there was somebody on there that I didn't really know. I'd never really met them. And so I went and visited them one day and got to know them a little bit, and she told me all about her profession as a nurse. And she said, "I know I don't really come to church, but I'm a nurse. It's what I do all day. I help people. That's enough, right?" Well, Jesus was very clear in his Sermon on the Mount that following him wasn't just about the words you said, nor was it just about the things you did. He said some people were going to come to him and say, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and cast out demons in your name, and do many mighty works in your name?" You can see the people Jesus is talking about. They're not just saying the right things, they're also doing good things. They're prophesying, they're speaking prophetically about God and for God. They're casting out demons of all things and doing all sorts of other mighty works that he doesn't even list off here. Clearly they're doing good and wonderful things. These are the very same things that Jesus' closest friends have been doing in their ministry. So there's clearly nothing wrong with those actions in and of themselves. They're good things to do. But once again, Jesus' problem is about the motivation behind them. He says these people are motivated by the good works themselves. They believe that their good works are what get them through these gates, what get them into the kingdom of heaven. Some people think it's their words, some people think it's their actions, but both of them are motivated by selfishness, by thinking they're going to earn something for themselves, with either the right words or the right actions. Neither of them can actually do that. None of us are good enough and can do enough good. And none of us can fully mean those words to get our way into heaven. The problem is we don't have that power in and of ourselves. And if we rely on ourselves and our deeds or our words, we'll ultimately come up short. The people Jesus is talking about are kind of like the celebrity stalkers we talked about on Monday, who show up on the dock of the celebrity's cottage and announce to them what a wonderful relationship they have. But they don't. They're delusional. They've convinced themselves they have a relationship with the celebrity when they really don't. And Jesus says that's what these people are like. The ones who think they've guessed the right password, but don't really mean it. And the ones who think they've done the right things to earn their way in. They both miss the point of who God is and what God is really all about in Jesus.
Something is clearly missing in these people's relationship to Jesus. It's not just the words, it's not just the actions. We'll see tomorrow what it is. But in the meantime, I've got a question for you to consider and hopefully share with somebody in your life. If Christian faith was just about doing the right things, how would this contradict what Jesus said earlier in the Sermon on the Mount or elsewhere in the Bible? Well, it's Wednesday, so tonight is the night that I'm at Starbucks in Ajax at the chapter's location. And you're welcome to join me at 7:30 every Wednesday night. I'm there if you have questions, just want to get to know me, discuss anything you've been learning. or start to hopefully meet other people who are involved in the Redeem the Commute community. Maybe I'll see you there tonight. Just let me know. You can RSVP online with just one click. You can visit our website or use the app to do that. Anyway, have a great day. Hopefully I'll see you tonight. Bye for now.